Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
God, I want God, and if you want God, stay tuned for this dynamic interview. This is Morette Brown Clark with her latest, I Want God. Such an awesome song. This is Real Gospel.
I don't want a form of godliness. I want God. All I ever wanted was God. And I don't want to give him second best. I want God. All I ever wanted was God. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want a form of God.
I want God.
I want God.
All I ever
wanted.
All I ever wanted was God.
I don't want to give him second best.
Don't want to give him my second best.
I want God.
I want to live like him.
Treat everybody right.
I want to look like him.
Get the glory.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have the legend herself, Maurette Brown Clark. Yeah, on Real
Thank
Gospel.
You.
Yes, how is your day going?
Our day is going great. You know, it's sunny and 78 here in Maryland, so I'll have no complaints.
Okay, you live in Maryland?
Yeah, and we had a rainy weekend all weekend, but I told the people in church yesterday, I said, the sun is still shining, even though it's raining, and today he made that come to pass for sure.
That's right, it's always shining somewhere, right?
Always.
Okay. Well, listen, just in case, and I like to do this for the listeners, there's always someone who just found Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on yesterday, and so they probably have never heard of you and your legendary family. So if you don't mind, if you can sort of introduce yourself to those individuals.
So let me introduce myself. My name is Maurette Brown Clark. I actually married a man named Mark Clark, and that's how I got my Clark last name. I get a lot of people that believe that I'm a Clark sister, but it's funny. I have a concert where they're coming this weekend here in Maryland, and I said I'll finally be able to dispel the rumor that I am a Clark sister, but I'm just grateful for the opportunity that people even associate me with them. That means my music ministry must be up to par. So grateful to God. I've been in the music industry now, my gosh, you said legend. I crack up because I remember starting, so that's kind of crazy to me, but it's been plus 20 plus years, actually, and a lot of people know my music. It ain't over until God says it's over. I just want to praise you, sovereign God, awesome God. So the Lord has blessed me to kind of sing some good songs that have stuck to people's bones. So I'm just grateful for this opportunity again to be here with you on today.
Amen. Now, if you've been in the business 20 plus years, yeah, I think legends, you can sort of,
yeah,
you
yeah.
can use, you know what I'm saying? Because this business is no joke, especially in gospel. It is so
Absolutely.
Hard because I, for whatever reason, but it just is. One of your songs, if I'm not mistaken, I played it. Didn't you record a song, I can't think of it, with your daughter? Or she
yeah.
said something?
So she actually took over the song. The name of the song is I Am What God Says I Am. And
mm-hmm.
so it started out as a duet or a call and response. And then at 4 years old, she told me, I got it. And I just was like, okay, you got it then. And all I ended up doing was introducing the song, and she did the rest. And I literally traveled the country, and young people are still singing that song. They teach them for Sunday school and at different school graduations and things like that. So to know that there's a song that the young people can sing and encourage them, that my young person, she's now in college, she'll be 19 years old. So the time has certainly gone by, but great music stands the test of time.
It does. Wow. I remember playing that. So yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So is she taking up music?
She, you know, she's got it in her back pocket, let's say. She's actually a dance major, but a
yeah.
dancing star that can sing. So we'll take
yeah.
it any way the Lord blesses.
Amen. Amen. So let's talk about you for a little while. We've got the people caught up, your credentials. That we know the difference between you and the other set of Clarks.
Right, right,
so
right.
yeah, so now we have an understanding. So let's talk about this song, I Want God.
So it's my first release in 4 years. It was released digitally, and I'm just excited. Doing it on my own label, Nettie's Child Music Management, named after my mother. That's always kind of been my moniker for everything that I've done. It started out as a publishing company, and then it moved into a management company, and now we're putting out my music. So I'm just grateful that people are still checking for me. I had a lot of people over the last couple of years say to me, oh, we're looking for new music, we're looking for new music. And something about that resonated with me. I didn't feel like it was just lip service when people saw me out and about. And I see now that people are, even in the first days of it, are gravitating to this song. I co-wrote it with my MD. His name is Kenneth Shelton. He's done work for me. He's done work for Jonathan Nelson and Kim Burrell, you name it. He's a super producer right here in Maryland. And he just heard my heart on the song. We were able to get it down and released it to the masses. So I'm excited. It really just kind of speaks to the heart of the matter that has always been part. Kirk Franklin, the hymn says it even best. Silver and gold is cool, but give me Jesus. And that's enough for me. So it just kind of speaks to that.
Amen. You know, while you were speaking, the Lord sort of spoke to me and said, you know what? People are also saying, I want good God music. You know, it just seems like, and so since you've been in the industry and you've been watching the industry and you work the industry from many different angles, talk about what have you seen? Are we coming back to putting more God back in as the centerpiece of our music? Have we gone too far into just sort of just trying to please mainstream and crossover? What are your thoughts?
You know, trying to cross over is never going to, be the thing. I like to tell people the songs that you can look at and see that have crossed over were all gospel songs, gospel sounding songs that pointed to the cross. And so it's always been, the reason why we sing. It's always been Never Would Have Made It. It's always been He Thought I Was Worth Saving by Anthony Brown and Devery. So it's always those songs that are unexpected that resonate with saints and sinners alike, I like to say. So I think that as long as people continue to stay authentic to who they are, and that's kind of the key, whatever God has called you to do, if you stay authentic to what he's called you to do, he blesses it, he blows on it, he breathes on it, and that's how ministry doors open for you. So I don't know that I think that, I think if people can find that within themselves to be content with how God made them and how God has allowed them to present their own ministries, then I think that that's what we see coming back to. I think you see people who authentically choir are singing choir music. People who are authentically solo artists or sing high or sing low or light quartet music. If you stay authentic to who you are, I think that's the door that opens. And honestly, that's what I've tried to do with my entire career and with this single, I Want God. It's really easy to look left and look right and say, well, I want to say this. Nobody's talking about this. But at the heart of the matter, you've got to say what he's called you to say, and then that way he blesses it.
Amen. Is there a temptation? I know that, you know, you're surrounded by godly people, but is there a temptation that comes in and sort of you become enticed to sort of do a different type of music? What I mean, can you speak to some people out there who have the gift and the anointing to sing, but you know that temptation comes, a record label says, hey, you know, I like your sound. I mean, can you help somebody, minister to somebody who might find themselves in that area?
You know, fortunately in gospel music, there's not as much of that, but I just always encourage the people that I mentor, again, you have to stay true to your sound and true to your call. And if I was speaking to somebody, which I am, I would just remind you that God made you unique. He put the type of voice he's giving you, the type of presentation he's giving you is unique to you. And if you can find that, if you can tap into that, then he blesses it, he breathes on it. You will spend your day trying to imitate somebody else, trying to get a run like somebody else, trying to do a presentation or ad lib like somebody else. But if you just stay true authentically to you. My daughter, we were talking about her a little bit earlier, she said to me, I took her out to see me sing. It's been years now because she's kind of a early teenager, and she said, you know, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I'm like, okay, you know, out of the mouths of babes, what are you getting ready to say? And she said, you know, you may not be as famous as, and she named a few artists who are big famous. She named Kirk Franklin and Mary. She said, but the people that know you, you matter to them. And I think that's what all of us should want. Some people want recording careers, but God may just be calling you to worship, you know, lead ministry at your local church. And at some point, we've got to be fine with where he's called us to be and who he's called us to be. So I would encourage everybody to do that, whether that's singing, whether that's preaching, whether that's cooking, whether that's in the business world, whether that's mathematical sciences, whatever he's called you to do, you're well equipped to do it. If you follow after that, he promises to bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think.
Amen. So what was the biggest hurdle that you had to overcome personally because you married into a big name? I mean, so what was the thing? How did you know, okay, this is my lane. This is what God, I'm going to walk by faith. This is it.
I answered the call, yes, but I think my biggest hurdle, my biggest problem was fear. Fear of people's opinions, fear that, you know, oh, they called me to sing, but I don't sound like the record this day because I'm tired, or I'm hoarse, I'm raising three kids, you know, I'm married, I have a whole situation before I even get to the mic to sing, you know. Fear of you know, oh, they thought they were calling, they couldn't get this artist, so then they settled for me. So things like that, and fear is in any circumstance really blocks our blessings. And now, I don't know if it's because of the longevity, the blessings I've been able to have. A friend of mine told me a few years ago, he said, you don't have to prove who you are to anybody. And something about that finally resonated with me. And so if I can encourage anybody to just not be afraid when God calls you, when he tells you what to do, when he instructs you how to do it, listen to his voice and then fear not.
Amen, amen, and amen. Are there any, well, because we're running out of time here, and I know they're just extremely busy, so I thank you for the time that you are giving me. I want God, so the single, the project is forthcoming. Is there anything that you are, any collaborations? Is this just going to be you? Are your kids going to make more guest appearances or more music? What's the plan? What's in the works?
You know, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy are actually singing the vocals on this song. A big shout out to them. They've been, our ministries have been connected together. Literally, I can't believe the time has gone by. The last 10, 12 years, they did the background vocals on the Dream CD, was that It Ain't Over Till God Says It's Over. Actually, Anthony Brown wrote that. So I'm always collaborating with them. And then I have a few people that I would love to work with. I'm not quite sure if I would name them because I still have yet to ask them to do something. But things are different now. You know, everybody's kind of making their own way, recording how they want to record and when they want to record. So I'm looking forward to even those opportunities. You know, the record companies aren't necessarily blocking opportunities for artists to work with each other. So I'm excited about this song, I Want God. I want everybody to go out and get it. It's available everywhere, digitally, and Amazon and Google Play and iTunes and Spotify and Pandora, YouTube, everywhere that you can listen to music, stream music, or download music. This is I Want God, and I really want people to be blessed by it as well.
Amen, amen, amen. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody in Maryland, your church, just folk?
Yeah, you know, I go to the Bethel AME Church. I lead worship there. Shout out to my pastor, Pastor Claiborne. Just shout out to anybody that loves Jesus and anybody that's looking for Jesus. Somebody asked me the other day how I wanted to be remembered. And I was like, oh, Lord, have I gotten to that point yet? And I just said, is this somebody who loves everybody? And that's my prayer. So shout out to everybody. I love you.
Amen. I would have never figured that you were, you know, AME. I mean, I'm just, there's nothing wrong with AME. Let me say, put that out there. I just figured that, you know, with... Maybe I thought maybe we were more Pentecostal or something like that, but I don't know. So that's
you know,
excellent.
It's all Jesus pointed. My AME church actually has got a Pentecostal flow to it. So I invite you, if you're ever in Baltimore, come on over to the Bethel AME church in the city of Baltimore, right downtown, and you'll feel like you're in the Pentecostal church. It's great.
Well, so all the AMEs listening, see, now one of your own, bring her, have her come to your music ministry and do what she does, which is exalt the Lord. Hey, listen, I know you've got to go. I thank you so much for spending time with
thank
us.
You.
Before you go, can you remind the listeners yet again where they can find your music and how they can find you?
Sure. I'm Moret Brown Clark, and I'm on everything. I'm on Instagram and Twitter, Moret B. Clark. Moret is spelled like Maurice, but with the E-T-T-E on it. I'm also on Facebook, Moret Brown Clark, and Moret Brown Clark, T-O-O. If you're interested in my radio show, you can listen online at praisebaltimore.com. If you're in Baltimore, you can listen at Praise 106.1 FM. And make sure you grab the single again. It's entitled I Want God. And I really appreciate you for supporting me and playing it on your show. And that's available everywhere. But digital music is sold.
Amen. I was going to mention your radio show. I see you on Instagram jamming in the studio.
I love it.
I was going to mention it. Yes. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed rest of the day, Moret Brown Clark.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.